Was your heart too soft? Was your love in- Good morning, Medford. This is Coral. You're listening to Half and Half and 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Hope everyone's waking up and had a little bit cup of coffee with some good Half and Half, which I always like. Mixing them was just the best thing of my day. And stay tuned. We have some more music coming up.
Thank you.
That has been very exciting that happened in this week was Anderson Cooper's visit to Tufts. I always thought he's one of the best news anchors in our time, and I'm very glad to have him over to Tufts to actually experience his charm. And he is what we see on TV, this charismatic and easy person, which is kind of ironic with his role as like this famous anchor on the biggest network in the country. But I'm very glad that I was able to hear him speak and talk about journalism and talk about as a observer how he participated in the biggest events of the world. It was very brave of him to have been to Africa in his college year. I've always think I should have done something like that, or I could have done, or I should do, maybe, in my college years to come. You know, to live an exciting life, as in, was not an easy thing, but, you know, it pays off. And a couple of my friends had the opportunity to take picture with him and actually speak to him. I was, you know, very jealous when, you know, people post photos on Facebook and, you know, I think it was enough to, like, just sit in the audience and listen to him speak, and maybe someday I will come up to him. Maybe someday I will get into the industry as well and be someone as vaguely respectable. But yeah. I'm gonna play a song from one of my favorite TV shows, that is a cover of That's How I Got to Memphis by the cast of The Newsroom. It's a very touching song, and it was a TV show very worth watching.
If you love somebody enough, you follow wherever they go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. If you love somebody enough, you'll go where your heart wants to go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. Can you play that thing?
Yeah.
Go to the five. I know if you'd seen her, you'd tell me, 'cause you are my friend. I've got to find her, find out the trouble she's in. Jim Harper's here. If you tell me she's not here, I'll follow the trail of her tears. That's how I got to Memphis. To Memphis. She would get mad and she used to say she'd go back to Memphis someday. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. I haven't eaten a bite. I haven't slept 3 days or nights. Memphis.
Here comes a fancy solo.
Yeah, that was Jeff Daniels' cover of That's How I Got to Memphis. Pretty amazing cover, I would say. And Jeff Daniels himself was a great singer. But I rarely hear him sing, but he just keep appearing in front of me in a lot of major movies and TV shows. I got to know him because of Newsroom, and then he was in, I guess, Steve Jobs and this one other movie I've seen last year. But he played a very exciting role in The Newsroom, along with his producer Mackenzie McHale, which, I mean, their relationship line was a little bit of a cliche in the TV show, I would say. But the entire process of how they confront news, how they confront the truth, and their courage to, you know, go against the institution was very admirable. And that song was played upon the funeral of the news director of their company, Charlie Skinner. It was a very sarcastic and sad death, if people remember that. But I have faith that, you know, other generations of newsmen will carry on, and it will not be the end of journalism. Even if people like Charlie Skinner have stepped out of the industry. Because there are new stuff keeps popping up, and there's always some people who is willing to do stuff.
From the ground when we come over, and she gives, I get, without giving anything to me, like a morning sun, like a morning, like a morning sun, a good morning sun. The girl that does yoga when we come over, the girl that does yoga, well, he lives in a little house on the side of a little hill, picks the litter from the ground, little, little brother spills, he gives, I get, without giving anything to me. And the dogs, they run, and the dogs, they, and the dogs, they run, and the good, good morning sun, sight of a little hare, little, little brother spear, sight of a little hare. An orange tree and a girl that does yoga, got a wolf to keep her warm when he comes over, she gives, he gets, without giving anything to see. And the day ends, and the day, and the day ends, and there's no need for me. The girl that does yoga when we come over, the girl that does yoga.
love her so. I wouldn't trade her for gold. I'm walking on moonbeams. I was born with a silver spoon. Gonna be free. I'm walking on moonbeams and staring out to sea. And if the door be closed, then a row of homes start building. Tear your curtains down, for sunlight is like gold. Yeah, you better be you and do what you can do. When you're walking on moonbeams and staring out, if your skin was soiled, how long do you think before they start digging? And if your life was gold, how long do you think you'd stay living?
This is your favorite PSA time now. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is a good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. I'm not sure if how many people have tried walking on such a beautiful spring morning, but here on Tufts campus, I can see that cherry blossoms are blooming right next to Hodgson, which makes me very happy, even on a rainy and cold day like yesterday. But I'm sure it's going to be more better days to come in the spring, which, you know, hasn't really felt like spring because of the snow and, you know, the unexpected cold. Well, probably just because I came from the south and didn't really know that spring or winter could be, you know, that long or cold. And now I just, you know, want to embrace the southern sunshine and whatever is there for me. I just remember Anderson Cooper said in his discussion that people don't speak about loss enough. I know this is a weird shift in topic, but the song I played a while ago from Sufjan Stevens, it's actually a song remembering his mom, which was like this entire album, Karen Lowell, was the one that kind of really touched me, because it was not a traditional kind of memorial or, you know, sad song in memory of someone passed away. It was more like a subtle kind of, you know, if just the emotion felt delicate, and this person was seen as this very precious memory that is worth caress and worth, you know, writing good tunes for. And every now and then I listen to that album, it would always like get me to thinking, you know, how many ways people could express their grief, especially there's something like that happening on campus. My best wishes to everyone who is going through something like that.
Thank you.
see a ghost. Good morning, Medford. This is Coral, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So time is almost up, and I want to end with a poem that I saw that's very interesting. It's called Testimonial by Rita Dove. Back when the earth was new and heaven just a whisper, back when the name of things hadn't had time to stick, back when the smallest breezes melted summer into autumn, when all the populace quivered sweetly in rank and file, the world called and I answered, each glance ignited into a gaze. I caught my breath and called that life, swooned between spoonfuls of lemon sorbet. I was pirouette and flourish, I was filigree and flame. How could I count my blessings when I didn't know their names? Back when everything was told to come, luck leaked out everywhere. I gave my promise to the world, and the world followed me here. I hope everyone had a great morning, and we'll have a great day. Have one or two more songs to play, and yeah, I'll see you next show.
Trato de recomponer mi historia, y aunque hay partes que podrías ver, la verdad fue escrita en las sombras. Sucede así una y otra vez. Me llamaste muy de madrugada, yo escuché al alguien toser detrás mientras definías el desprecio. Me dije que podría hablar, pero hay cosas que no hay que contar. Donde hay cenizas hubo un fuego, yo mataría por volver a arder. Hoy mi voz es un tartamudeo que ni yo consigo entender. Dices que hay ciertas conversaciones que prefieres no tener jamás. Bien, por mi perfecto han sido años de hacerme loco y de callar ciertas cosas que no hay que contar. Jamás, jamás. Yo agotaba tu precioso tiempo, tú querías largarte de allí. Condujimos horas en silencio todo el camino hasta Madrid. Es muy triste no saber gran cosa de la propia vida hasta que ya es muy tarde y no vale la pena.